to the Snowflake Snow Pro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul-Hakim from BrightFlux, and today we're diving deep into episode 52, focusing on managing file size and formats for data loading. This topic is crucial for anyone looking to optimize their data loading capabilities in Snowflake, and is especially important for those preparing for the Snowflake Snow Pro Core Certification exam. Managing file size and formats efficiently is key to boosting performance and reducing costs in your Snowflake environment. Let's break down everything you need to know to excel in this area. First, let's talk about file size. The optimal size for a file to be loaded into Snowflake is between 10 MB and 100 MB compressed. Files within this range allow Snowflake to parallelize the load efficiently, which speeds up the data loading process. Loading files that are too small can lead to a large number of files that need to be processed, resulting in overhead and potentially slower performance. Conversely, files that are too large can also slow down the process, as they may not be processed in parallel. Aim for that sweet spot to maximize efficiency. Now, onto file formats. Snowflake supports various file formats including CSV, JSON, Avro, ORC, Parquet, and XML. Each of these formats has its benefits and use cases. CSV is widely used due to its simplicity and ease of reading by humans and machines alike. However, it's not the most efficient in terms of storage size and parsing speed. JSON is flexible and can handle complex nested data structures, but is typically larger in size compared to other formats. Avro, ORC, and Parquet are binary formats that are known for their efficiency in both storage and processing time. They support schema evolution and are ideal for large data sets. XML, while not as common for new projects, is still used in various domains and supports complex hierarchical data structures. Choosing the right file format depends on your specific data needs and the context of your use case. However, for optimizing data loading in Snowflake, binary formats like Parquet, ORC, and Avro are generally recommended due to their efficiency. When it comes to actual data loading, Snowflake provides two main methods: copy into command and Snowpipe. The copy into command is suitable for batch loading of large datasets, while Snowpipe allows for near real-time loading of data as it's generated, which is fantastic for streaming data scenarios. Understanding when and how to use these methods will greatly enhance your data ingestion strategy. Additionally, leveraging Snowflake's features like data clustering can further optimize your data loading and querying performance by organizing data in a way that minimizes scan time. Finally, always remember to monitor and adjust your strategies based on the performance metrics and costs associated with your data loading operations. Snowflake provides extensive tools and analytics to help you fine-tune your processes for optimal performance and cost efficiency. By mastering these concepts, you'll be well prepared to optimize your data loading practices in Snowflake and ACE, that Snow Pro Core Certification exam. Remember, successful data management is not just about the tools, but understanding how to use them effectively. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Snowflake Snow Pro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I hope this deep dive into managing file size and formats for data loading has been enlightening. Stay tuned for more in-depth discussions to help you prepare for your Snowflake journey. Goodbye and happy data loading.